right, of all the ridiculous reasons people call 911 because the cat got to your bacon. No, no, no. Seriously, we're going to play the audio for a can of crazy coming up at 7:10.
And on a hot day like this, no better place than Raging Waters. Your chance to go there coming up 7:30. Mix 106.5.
Mix. KECR San Jose. Silicon Valley's morning staple. The Pope and Marla Show on Mix 106.5. Thanks. I needed that. The Pope and Marla Show. Mix 106.5.
Wait for me to come home.
We're Pope and Marla. We love that song.
Hey, if you love that song, it is the Mix 106.5 free download of the week. Download it because, you know, it's almost the weekend. Don't miss out.
That's right.
Yeah, I love the Ed Sheeran tune.
Get some free music. Meanwhile, time for Can of Crazy. And of all the ridiculous reasons to call 911, how high would you rate because your girlfriend's cat just ate your bacon?
And now, Pope and Marla are about to open up a can of crazy.
Well, a lot of people like their bacon.
Do I love my bacon?
People are bacon crazy.
So you can imagine how furious an Englishman was when his girlfriend's cat not only was allowed by the girlfriend to even have at the bacon, but actually ate said bacon.
It probably isn't good for the cat, right?
Probably not. Well, then again, you know how English dietary habits. You don't want to transfer that off to a feline. Yeah. That's all bad. So needless to say, dude was upset. He called their equivalent of 911. Again, now there's some heavy English accents going on here.
Please, let's see the agency. Okay, and we don't arrest cats. I'm very sorry.
She says, I apologize.
So
we
polite.
Don't arrest cats.
So polite.
Very polite.
I love that.
You can tell that's not. She's not American.
She's not from around here.
Please continue with the 911 call.
Stop me open.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye. Love.
Bye.
That's the most polite conversation I've ever had. She talked him down.
Because
he talked him out of the anger.
Well, here.
Okay, love.
He would have been arrested. Probably tased. I mean, the
I
cat
like that.
Ate the bacon.
That was a good story.
It's heartwarming.
Love the English.
They went back to their own ways.
The, you know, stiff upper lip and all that.
Hey, you've got a crazy story. Maybe, you know, cat ate your bacon. Just send us a Mix mobile app email. Send us a message. Oh, hell, send us some bacon. It's Friday.
It's Pope and Marla, starting your morning on Mix 106.5.
Bacon is good breakfast food, no doubt. I smell bacon.
I smell bacon!
Oh, gosh. Anyway, she goes on a date with a guy. At the end of the date, went pretty good. She's like, hey, would you walk me home? The guy goes, no, can't. That's a 15-minute walk. I got to go to work.
That's also coming up next hour.
Oh, that's coming up.
You fool. She meant to say, Raging Waters is on the way on Mix 106.5.
160,000 miles.
Because we can.
Weak coffee? No problem. You've got Pope and Marla to get you going. Mix 106.5. It's Pope and Marla, starting your morning on Mix 106.5.
All right, we know it's been hot all week. You probably have to maybe you've worn less clothing. Are there some body parts that you're a little insecure about? We're going to find out now which cities truly know more about their bodies than other cities.
That's okay? Right. We need you to call us Battle of the South Bay Hoods. We're looking for you. Callers number 9 and 10. 1-800-499-1065.
All right, we're going to find out who's going to get 4 tickets to join me Splash for Cash at Raging Waters. It's all about knowing your body insecurities next on Mix 106.5.
The latest concert news, it's on our free app, Mix 106.5. Trouble, trouble, trouble. The Pope and Marla Show? Pretty funny. Mix 106.5.
I think the
Mix 106.5. It's time for Pope and Marla's Battle of the South Bay Hoods.
All right, it is on, it is cracking. We were talking about what is the most insecure part of the female body, the one you're just not proud of. And these are the cities that are battling for Raging Water Sticks. We're going to find out who knows more. We have Sam Marie representing San Jose going up against Tracy. Representing Scotts Valley, where there was a fire yesterday, as my wife had to drive through smoke on 17, just throwing that out there. Very simple. Top 5 answers are on the board. Whichever of you happens to get 3 of the answers, join me. Splash for Cash at Raging Waters, Sunday, August 9th.